The very real possibility of war with Iraq had organizers questioning whether this week's NCAA basketball tournament and the Academy Awards should go on as scheduled. The Oscars are set for this Sunday. Late yesterday, its organizers decided that war or no war, the show must go on. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports from Los Angeles.
Both events involve millions and millions of fans and even more millions in advertising dollars, and both are institutions. If you're not betting on March Madness, you're probably betting on who gets Best Picture. But organizers of the NCAA championships and the Oscars had to wrestle with the question of whether entertainment so closely associated with viewing parties belonged alongside news of bombs falling on Baghdad. Academy President Frank Pearson acknowledged as much at a press conference yesterday at the Hollywood Theater that is home to the Oscars.
I'm quite in agreement that if we were to do something which looked self-serving and frivolous on a night when our troops were in bloody combat, it would be absolutely inappropriate.
That thought has fueled a rumor that the Academy Awards would be postponed, as the show has only three times before, the last time when President Ronald Reagan was shot. The producer of the Academy Awards show, Gil Cates, said, barring something extraordinary, no postponement this time.
The rumors that have been flying around the last 24 hours are truly amazing and quite inventive. I mean, if you're a betting man, the show's going to be on Sunday. I mean, really and truly.
It will be, however, a more somber affair than in past years, starting with the red carpet. That's out this year, along with its phalanx of photographers and interviewers ooing and cooing over the gowns and diamonds.
We got a bunch of calls from celebrities already asking if they can come in the back way rather than go down what was the original red carpet.
The Oscar organizers gave no other details about how the show would be toned down, and the very funny Steve Martin is still this year's host, but it certainly will be sobering for most viewers if ABC, as it said it might, breaks away from the awards to update war news or runs a news crawl of the bombing at the bottom of the screen. At about the same time the Oscar organizers were gathering in Hollywood, the president of the NCAA was holding a press conference in Indianapolis. Miles Brand had said earlier that the NCAA would consider postponing both men's and women's games if the war with Iraq begins this week, but in the end, he said, they decided against it.
We will go forward with our plans to play the games when and if war breaks out. We are prepared to do that on schedule in our normal venues.
Miles Brand said he came to his decision after consulting with Secretary Tom Ridge and the Homeland Security Department.
They thought it was important that life go on as normal, and yes, they did encourage us to play. The fact of the matter is our hearts and minds are hopeful that this will end quickly and the young men and women who defending the country will come home safely.
The NCAA men's tournament is the first big sports event in the U.S. to be affected by apparently imminent war with Iraq. But its decision to play ball may not apply to all future events everywhere. Yesterday, Major League Baseball, after consulting with the FBI and State Department, decided to cancel its season opening series to have been held in Japan between the Oakland Athletics and the Seattle Mariners. The two teams were scheduled to fly out today. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.